be costly for each team. Bell to shoot 1-1 on the drive. 2:51 left in the game. Dixie came back to get the lead, 61-60, but the next 4 points belong to Snow. Dan Bell at the free throw line, reminiscent of the region championship game last year when Dixie able to edge out right at the end of the ball game. Dan Bell shooting 1-1. First shot up and good. Bell, with his first point of the second half, is now 3-for-5 from the free throw line. A total of 9 points on the night. 64-62. Bell could cut it to within one with a free throw. Shot by Bell. Softly up and good. Bell. 64-63. Robert Maxwell to bother Chris Beglin. Maxwell has been on a Beglin all night and stays with him. At the angle, it goes to Dave Heaton. Maxwell, an amazing little athlete, predicting. Pass out in front goes to Chris Beglin. Robert Maxwell, who has received his mission call to Indiana. Bill Floyd will not be with Dixie next year. Chris Beglin against Maxwell makes the move. Beglin trying to get the screen. Beglin jump shot from 15. Good. Beglin off balance, drops it in. 66-63, 3-point lead by Snow again. Robert Maxwell. That's for help. Indeed, it goes to Bell. Bell to the basket for two. Dan Bell. Bell posts up and goes hard to the basket. 66-65, and full court pressure now by Dixie. Maxwell against Chris Beglin. Chris Beglin, good little ball handler. Commits the double dribble. Robert Maxwell stays right with him. Chris Beglin commits the double dribble. Ronnie Beglin. Up and angry. Ron getting very close to the technical. As Chris tried to cross over with a dribble, it ran down the leg, and that's a double dribble call. 66-65. Snow by one. Dixie a chance to take the lead. Balkin at the angle. Underneath the million. Makes the move. Foul before the basket on Dave Heaton. Heaton picks a personal foul. Number two. Gramillion went right to the basket and got it, but it will not count. Heaton with his second. Gramillion will shoot 1-1 instead of having the basket. So a break for Snow College. Heaton got the foul. It's only his second, but he got it underneath before the basket. Gramillion to shoot 1-1. He is 1-for-2 tonight from the free throw line. Needs the first to get the second. The first with tie. 1:51 left in the game, and every bit as exciting as the game in Ephraim. Only this time, both teams have stayed nose-to-nose with each other. Each team has enjoyed, but briefly, an 8-point lead. Shot by Gramillion. Good. Tie ball game at 66. 1:51 left. Too long to stall. Rich Gramillion trying to play hero with a broken toe. Shot up. Good. Rich Gramillion gives Dixie a 1.67-66 lead with 1:48 left in the game. Chris Beglin in the forecourt to Bill Floyd, the hot hand in the second half to Dave Heaton at the point against Bauckham. Right side it goes to Floyd. Floyd to Chris Beglin. And Beglin back to Floyd, making a move baseline. Floyd dishes off to Glob Thomas. Thomas to Chris Beglin. On the right side it goes to Bill Floyd. Dixie trying to prevent the penetration to the basket. Dave Heaton, ball knocked away by Bauckham. Almost tied up. They call a tie-up instead of the foul. Bauckham slapped the basketball. Robert Maxwell leaning over Heaton. Instead of getting the foul, got the tie-up. Out of bounds to Dixie. 1:22 left in the game. 67-66. 60 back in 60 seconds.
When it's time for dinner and you realize that you're out of milk, it's time to go to Stop and Shop. When you're on the go and you need gas and a quick snack, it's time to go to Stop and Shop. When it's late at night and your wife wants pickles and ice cream, it's time to go to Stop and Shop, and maybe the doctor. No matter what time of day or night, Stop and Shop on East St. George Boulevard is open and has what you want, from easy access gas pumps to ice-cold fountain drinks and a variety of groceries, too. Anytime is Stop and Shop time.
You know, they say that life is cheap. But you wouldn't be able to prove that by somebody's widow. The cost of maintaining a home and raising children is no small amount. The answer is in your life insurance. Life insurance handled by Western Levitt Agency in Washington. Now, they happen to be the most trusted insurance agency in town. So for all your insurance needs, see Jerry Westring of the Westring Levitt Agency at 139 West Center in Washington, or give him a call at 628-2659.
A minute 22 left in the game, 67-66, Dickey out in front by one, and Dixie on the turnover gets the ball out of bounds. Strange thoughts cross your mind during games like this. I was just noticing the Dixie cheerleaders. They have pom-poms that don't shed. You used to find after cheerleaders would go with the pom-poms that you'd have to go and pick up the scraps afterwards. Strange thought. It's amazing what you'll notice in a tight ball game. A minute 22 left in the game. Inbounds comes to Rich Vermillion. Over and back call. Vermillion came from front court, lost it in the back court. Out of bounds to Snow. Vermillion had established his position in forecourt, got the ball in midair, and then landed in backcourt, and that's a no-no. Floyd inbounds to Dave Heaton. Snow with the basketball. A minute 18 left in the game. Quickly it goes to Chris A. Beglin. Similar to the championship game last year for the Region 1 tournament. Floyd almost loses the ball. Floyd against Rich Vermillion. Dixie, tight man-to-man defense. They'll collapse on the man underneath. They want to get it to Montgomery or Heaton. To Thomas. Thomas indeed to Montgomery. Montgomery gets it, lays it up at the end. No, foul on Bell out in front. Bell fouls out of the ball game, reaching in. Montgomery will go to the free throw line to shoot 1-1. That should be 5 on Bell with 59 seconds left in the game. Dan Bell with 4 field goals, 4-for-6 from the free throw line. And a total of 12 points. Bell with an outstanding performance. Finishes with 12 points. Rob Thomas shakes the hands of Dan Bell. Thomas last year at Layton High School. A correction, Roy High School played against Dan Bell in the same region. Bell at Bountiful, the state champion, Bountiful team. 59 seconds left in the game. Montgomery needs the first to get the second. Has hit 3 straight. Is now 4-for-6 from the free throw line. Dixie playing a little cat and mouse now along that lane. As everyone reverses at the free throw line. Montgomery to shoot 1-1. First shot, good. Montgomery ties it at 67, 59 seconds left. Will Dixie go for one shot? That's the next question. 59 seconds left in the game, 67-67. Montgomery, second shot, good. Montgomery gives Snow the lead, 68-67. Dixie wants the layup, Snow with the lead. 53 seconds left in the game. Will Dixie go for one shot? I suspicion not. Maxwell at the angle to Byron Vitoy. Vitoy out in front of Robert Maxwell to Vitoy. Dixie in danger of losing their fourth game in a row. And their second in conference play. Falcom out in front of Maxwell at the free throw line. Bounce pass to Vitoy. Underneath the Vermillion. Ball knocked away off the hands of Vermillion. Out of bounds to Stowe College. Timeout Stowe. 29 seconds left and Stowe leads 68-67. Back in 60 seconds.
Chuck's Auto. The place to go and the people to know. See Chuck or Mike at Chuck's Auto for a reliable deal on a reliable car truck. Chuck's Auto is one of the few used automobile dealers here in the West who warranty their cars. People know that they can trust the used car they get at Chuck's Auto. They know the values are honest and the cars are good. Also, Chuck's Auto has a few 1982 motor homes at closeout prices. Chuck's Auto, located at 447 North Bluff, across the street from the Steak Center in St. George.
Tri-State Office Supply is one of those stores that you go to that is absolutely fascinating. No kidding. You could spend hours if you really wanted to. Tri-State Office Supply has everything from A to Z. Novelty items such as pictures, pens, pencil sets, briefcases, binders, typewriters, calculators, writing tablets, and stationery. And, well, what else can we say about Tri-State Office Supply other than fascinating? See them at 36 East Tabernacle in St. George.
Brian, you've got a spastic muscle from all the excitement.
My knees are shaking.
Look at it. Whee, way to go. Out of bounds. Stowe College has it out of bounds. Under Dixie's basket, Gordon Anderson back in, replacing Vermillion. Lex Brown in for Stowe College. Dave Heaton with a defensive play. Deflected the ball away from Vermillion and off of Vermillion. Dixie will put on the press. 29 seconds left. 68-67. Snow with a one-point lead. All they need to do is hang on. And they will have won their second consecutive from Dixie College. Wes Imus trying to inbounds. Gets it inbounds to Brown. Ball deflected by Bauckham, but Bauckham was on the end line when he touched it. Out of bounds to Snow. No time clicked off the clock. Because Balkan tapped it away from Brown, but was standing on the end line. Out of bounds to Snow on the other side of Dixie's backboard. Montgomery inbounds to Brown. Brown against Balkan. Brown being chased by Maxwell. Brown into forecourt. Double team. Brown. Cross court goes to Dave Heaton. Heaton selects Brown. Back to Dave Heaton. 17 seconds left. Dixie's going to have to foul. Balkan fouls Brown. Balkan picks up personal foul number three, and Dave and Lex Brown will go to the free throw line. 1-2, 1-1. Snow hollering that it should be a two-shot foul. The officials ruling that it should be a 1-1. Foul on Balkan is his third. 13 seconds left. This was at the point that Dixie tied the ball game, and Ephraim making an amazing comeback. Lex Brown needs the first to get the second. Chris Begley giving instructions now to Snow College. Not to foul Dixie. 13 seconds left. Lex Brown to shoot 1-1. First shot, Brown. It's good. Brown almost stepped on the free throw line as he got the shot away. Dixie has lost two people to foul trouble. Sean Anderson and Dan Bell. Lex Brown trying to ice the victory with 13 seconds left. Shot. Good. 70-67. John Balkan, 12 seconds left. Balkan, jump shot, free throw circle. Shot no good. Rebound followed by Vitoy. Puts it up and in. 5 seconds left. Timeout, Dixie. Vitoy gets the basket on the rebound. Timeout, Dixie, with 5 seconds left. 70-69. Let's just take a 30-second break and be right back.
Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury is having a Valentine's Day sale. It's a $500 down sale on all used cars and trucks with low monthly payments. Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury also offers 11.9% interest on all 1983 cars and trucks. Get your Valentine a new car or truck and watch her little heart beat. That's Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury, where you can get the used car or truck of your dreams for only $500 down, or a new car or truck for the low interest rate of 11.9%.
5 seconds left in the game, 70-69. Snow with the lead. Dixie on defense. Snow will have the ball out of bounds underneath the Dixie basket. 5 seconds, a lot of things can happen. Dixie will put the pressure on. Snow with the free throws from Lex Brown. I suspicion if Snow gets the ball inbounds, they will be shooting free throws again. Lex Brown with the pressure free throws. Hitting two on a 1-1 situation. It's out of bounds to Snow under Dixie's basket. And so it's in dangerous territory. Mark Montgomery to take the ball out of bounds against Wes Hyman. And the stack is out near midcourt. Snow will scatter to the four winds. Dixie hollering out instructions on defense. Montgomery trying to inbound. Does so to Lex Brown. Fouled immediately. John Balkan picks up the foul, and I suspicion Brown will shoot two. Let's double check. Foul on Balkan. Here's his fourth. And apparently it's going to be a 1-1. The official ruled that Balkan was going after the basketball. Ronnie Beglin saying it should be a two-shot foul. Instead, it's 1-1. 4 seconds left.
I like you. Happy I love you. Happy New Year's.
On the edge of the seat. 4 seconds left. Brown to shoot 1-1 again. Brown did it before. Timeout, Dixie. 4 seconds left. 70-69. Let's take another 30-second break and be right back.
You won't find a better deal than right now when you shop Snow's in St. George. This week, Snow's will save you lots of bucks when you take advantage of the inventory reduction sale. A large quantity of sporting goods, 30 to 50% off. Selected guns, 30% off. All bicycles, 30 to 40% off. But these are only a few of the savings. Stop in at Snow's, where you can do all your shopping at one easy location. Snow's in St. George.
70-69. Dixie College, twice under Neil Roberts, prior to this, has lost 3 games in a row. You have to go over 2 seasons for one of those times. And in each case, you had to include the Dixie alumni game to get the 3-game losing streak. This time, Dixie is riding a 3-game losing streak in danger of having to go four. Snow College trying to wrap up a perfect 4-for-4 against the sophomores, the four sophomores for Dixie who played as freshmen 3 years ago. Brown to shoot 1-1. Needs the first to get the second. First shot. Good. Brown has hit three straight free throws. 70-1-69. 4 seconds left. The worst that could happen now would be a tie. Ronnie Beglin, all smiles. No. Second shot up and good. 72-69. Dixie, John Bakken to take the shot under pressure. Will it fall? It will not. So wins 72-69. Dixie goes to 4-2 in conference. So 6-0. So 19-2 on the year. Dixie's 14-9. And that's the end of this ball game. Snow in the driver's seat in the ICAC. Stay tuned for the postgame show.
Stop and Shop is the most convenient of all convenience stores in St. George.
Scorer in conference play. For Dixie, Gordon Anderson, who has relished the job of being the relief center as the man coming off the bench to spell Rich Gremillion, forced into the starting lineup tonight because of the broken toe to Rich Gremillion. Gremillion is dressed and may or may not play. I was talking with John Bakken just a little bit prior to the game, and he was saying it's painful. It's on the left foot, and Rich jumps off that left foot a whole bunch, and so it may only be just a few minutes of relief for Gordon Anderson for Rich Gremillion tonight. Gordon Anderson ready to jump at center. Robert Cochran at only 6 feet five. Some people say 6'7", but closer to 6 feet five. Cochran can sky. He can jump. Sandy-haired young man, Cochran versus Gordon Anderson. Anderson listed at 6'7", closer to 6'8", and the fans are standing. Almost a packed house. Tap controlled by Dixie. Dan Bell throws it away into the hands of Montgomery. Quickly it comes to Dave Heaton. Dixie trying to get the early offense, and Montgomery right there to catch the pass. Man-to-man defense to Dwight Dixie to begin this game. Chris Abeglin into the corner. Left hands the pass out in front to Dave Heaton. Heaton looks for help. In deep into the post, man. Montgomery shot up, no good. Rebound brought down by Gordon Anderson. Anderson quickly to Robert Maxwell. Lead pass to John Bakken for two. And John Bakken gets the pass break. First basket. 2-0 Dixie. Maxwell, perfect pass to John Bakken. Highland High grabs both from Salt Lake City. 19:25 left in the first half of play. At the angle, it goes to Dave Heaton. He can light it up from outside, as they say. Ball knocked away by Bakken, picked up by Heaton again. In deep, it goes to Cochran. Fall away with the right hand, no good. Rebound, Dan Bell. Bell double-teamed in backcourt. Quickly to Robert Maxwell. Dixie trying to get the early offense. Sean Anderson, baseline jump shot. Good! Sean Anderson, 12 feet out to the left side, gets it from the baseline. 4-0 Dixie, and we're underway a minute into this ball game, and Dixie has a 4-0 shutout. Driving Heaton, bumped by John Bakken on the drive. Personal foul number one on Bakken. Team foul number one on Dixie. Common foul out of bounds to Dixie under their own basket. 18:54. A minute and 6 seconds into this game. Out of bounds, Bill Floyd will take it out for Snow College. 6'7 guard, who is smooth. He's definitely a major college prospect. Inbounds, it comes to Heaton to Chris Abeglin. Abeglin got a lot of layups against Dixie. Dixie goes into that 3-2 zone on the out of bounds play. Long jump shot, Abeglin. Good. Abeglin. 18 feet out at the left angle, makes it 4-2. Dixie out in front. Snow quickly into a 1-3-1 zone. Out in front to Robert Maxwell. Dixie trying to put some pressure on Robert Maxwell. Neil Roberts giving some direction. Double high post. Dan Bell comes up high. Head fakes. Puts the shot up under pressure. Banks it up. No good. Rebound. Gordon Anderson. Dribbles. Follow away jumper. Block. Out in front it goes to John Bakken. Head fakes. Pass goes to Sean Anderson with a right-handed hook. Good. There's a foul. Sean Anderson. As Dixie has things going their way tonight, Sean Anderson running hook shot from 3 feet out. Put it in. Foul. We'll go to whom? Let's see who they signal. Mark Montgomery. Montgomery got into foul trouble early against Dixie and Ephraim, and that was a big problem for Snow. Sean Anderson with 4 points already in this ball game, 6-2. Dixie out in front. early in the game. Sean Anderson shot up, in and out. No good. Rebound brought down by Montgomery. Montgomery to Eglin in backcourt. Man-to-man defense. Robert Maxwell pressing Eglin. Down the sidelines. It goes to Bill Floyd. Out in front it comes to Dave Heaton. Heaton picked up quickly by Bachman. At the left angle it goes to Floyd. At the point it goes to Chris Eglin. Right side to Dave Heaton. In deep to Cochran. Making the move on Gordon Anderson. Bounce pass out in front to Montgomery. Back to Cochran from the baseline. Shot up soft. Not enough. Rebound. Gordon Anderson. Anderson soaring high for that rebound. Quickly to Robert Maxwell. Maxwell, top of the key, bounce pass goes to the left side to John Bachum. Bachum out in front, it goes to Robert Maxwell. Gordon Anderson to the high post. Dan Bell at the low post. Bachum, lob pass underneath to Bell. Bell loses the ball, picked up by Montgomery. Bell tries to steal it back. Montgomery gets it to Eglin. Eglin behind the back dribble, clears it into forecourt on the dribble. At the point, goes to the right side, jump shot over Maxwell. In and out. Rebound, Gordon Anderson. Lead pass, Maxwell. Four on three, fast break, Maxwell. On the wing, Sean Anderson, 10-footer, too long. Rebound, foul underneath goes to whom? Apparently, Gordon Anderson backing into his man. Gordon Anderson picks up personal foul number one. Gordon Anderson, very active under that basket, picks up personal number one. That's team foul number two on Dixie. Anderson trying to get the rebound position against Snow College. Two team fouls for Dixie, one by Snow. Robert Maxwell trying to cut off Chris Eglin. Gordon Anderson comes out to help out a little bit, then falls back underneath on defense. At the right angle, it goes to Dave Heaton. Heaton in deep to Cochran. Cochran runs into Gordon Anderson. Foul on Cochran. Anderson at position. Cochran turned, put the shoulder down, and picks up personal foul number one. Team foul number two on Snow College. Turnover by the Badgers. 17:03 left in the first half of play. Dixie went quite a while in snow at Snow College without scoring. Robert Maxwell looks for help. At the right angle, it goes to John Bachum. Against that zone defense, trying to double-team Gordon Anderson. To Bell to Bachum. Fall away from 10. Bachum, no good. Long rebound, Sean Anderson. Head fakes, puts it up from 5. No good. Rebound tapped around, brought down by Montgomery. Quickly, it goes to Chris Eglin. Lead pass to Bill Floyd. Head fakes, travel call on Floyd. Move the pivot foot before he can get the dribble down. Turnover by the Badgers. And Dixie has the ball again, holding on to a 6-2 lead, 16:39 left in the first half, and the Rebels out in front. Robert Maxwell at the angle to John Bachum. Bachum back to Maxwell. Maxwell penetrates, jump shot, free throw line, too long, rebound, John Bachum, 5-footer, good! John Bachum, second basket of the night, make it 8-2, Dixie out in front. Bachum with 4, Sean Anderson with 4. 16:19 left in the first half of play. Pass into forecourt goes to Bill Floyd against Sean Anderson. Dixie staying with that man-to-man defense. Double team, now triple team on Cochran. Out in front to Heaton. Long jump shot. Good. Dave Heaton. Heaton, sophomore, transfer from Weber State College. Heaton can shoot. Maxwell looks for help. At the angle, head fakes. Goes to the baseline. John Bachum, jump shot. Good. Bachum from the deep left corner gets 6 points already in this game. Had 33 against Snow, or 31, depending on whose stat you're looking at. Long jump shot, Dave Heaton. Too long. Rebound, Cochran. Hot Cochran from 5. Good. And Robert Cochran gets basket number one. Make it 10-6. Dixie out in front. Cochran had just 2 points against the Dixie in Ephraim. Snow will stay with that zone, trying to double-team Robert Maxwell. Maxwell looks to John Bachum, cutting down the keyhole, and doesn't get it passed to him. Now Dixie to match up again. Looks more like a matchup zone situation. Now going into a man-to-man. Snow along the baseline. Bachum under pressure to Dan Bell. Head fakes. Leans in. Right-hander. No good. Rebound. Foul. Dan Bell reaching over the back. Foul. Bell short with a jump shot. Got the foul going up over the back of Snow College on the rebound. 10-6. Dixie by 4. Neil Roberts protesting that Bell's arm was hit as he went up for the shot. 15-10 left in the first half of play. Eglin and Maxwell coming back to help as Montgomery. Now the ball gets to Eglin in backcourt. Chris Eglin, quick little ball player. Pass deflected by Robert Maxwell out of bounds. Intended for Bill Floyd. 15:02 left in the first half. And we're going to have a wild one. It was 87-85 at Ephraim. It's liable to be the same thing here. 3-2 zone by Dixie on defense. Eglin at the point, working nose-to-nose with Dan Bell to Floyd. Into the left corner, it goes to Heaton. Back out in front to Floyd at the point. Eglin, jump shot, soft, not enough. Rebound, Cochran. Cochran got there for the rebound. Make it 10-8. Dixie out in front as Snow crawls back within two. 14:42 left in the first half of play. Sean Anderson to the point to Robert Maxwell. Maxwell looks for help. Maxwell right to the baseline, slips and goes down. Travel call on Robert Maxwell. Apparently it is a little slippery at this end, at least off the behind the basket it is. I slipped just walking along there a little earlier today, and apparently it's a little slick right at this point. 10-8. Snow with a chance to tie the ball game. And Baglin at the right angle, it goes to Montgomery. Montgomery looks for help. Montgomery out in front, it goes to Bill Floyd. Floyd, Dixie's man-to-man defense, almost a zone situation. Now it goes more to that 3-2 zone. Shot up by Heaton, though. Good rebound blocked by Gordon Anderson. Anderson gets the foul on the second attempted shot by Dave Heaton. Gordon Anderson, keyed for this ball game, has two personal fouls. Is it a shooting violation or is it on the rebound? They rule on the rebound, not on the second shot. So it's a common foul, out of bounds to Snow under their own basket. Four team fouls on Dixie, two on Snow. Dixie, at 3-2 zone on the inbounds, into the left corner goes to Heaton. In deep it comes to Montgomery. Pass almost stolen. Long jump shot out of the corner. Good by Dave Heaton. And Snow College, cool under pressure, ties the ball game at 10 with 14 minutes left in the first half. Robert Maxwell looks for help. Snow back into that man-to-man defense now. Out in front it comes to Sean Anderson. The left angle to Robert Maxwell. 20-footer Maxwell in and out. No good. Rebound brought down by Dave Heaton. 2-on-1 fast break. Pass almost deflected by Maxwell. Ebeglin travels. Maxwell got a fingertip on it. As Ebeglin had to reach for the pass, came up with a travel call. Turnover by Snow College. Chris Ebeglin will put a little bit of a press on now. 13:42 left in the first half. Maxwell penetrates right to the free throw line, into the corner with a pass to Dan Bell. Bell looks for help, trying to get it to Baca. Bell out in front to Robert Maxwell. Right side it goes to Sean Anderson. Anderson looks for help. Now to the point to John Baca, away from the basket. Makes the move on Heaton, can't get the shot away. Pass to the baseline to Gordon Anderson. Anderson to Sean Anderson underneath the basket. Layback shot, no good. Tap by Dan Bell, no good. Rebound, Bill Floyd. Dixie cannot buy a basket all of a sudden. Dixie went into a little bit of a shooting slump at CSI after shooting well in conference play. Snow College with a chance to take their first lead of the game. Mark Montgomery at the angle to the baseline to Heaton. Gets away, lays it up and in. Heaton back toward the defender, John Bauckham, and gets basket number 3 on the night, 12-10. Snow out in front. Maxwell, left angle, Sean Anderson looks for help. Trying to get it to the baseline to Gordon Anderson. Sean Anderson can't find anybody. Now to Robert Maxwell. Curls back up on the dribble. A man-to-man defense by Snow College. Block him in the left corner to Sean Anderson. Head fakes. Doesn't take the shot. To Gordon Anderson. In deep. Wants to make the move. Foul. Goes to who? Robert Cochran. Hooking with a knee. And Cochran picks up personal foul number 2. Team foul number 3 on Snow College. Into the lineup comes Wes Hymus. Hymus in. Gordon Anderson gets a hand as he goes out. Anderson with an armload of rebounds in this first half. Just underway. Shouldn't say just underway. We're 7.5 minutes into this game, and it's 12-10. Snow out in front. Inbounds, Wes Hymus. Baseline. Bounce pass out in front goes to Sean Anderson. John Bauckham in the corner. Double team quickly on Bauckham. Bauckham wants to make the move. Gets it to Robert Maxwell. Maxwell, double team. Jump shot. Free throw line. Shot no good. Robert Maxwell does not have the touch tonight. So far, Ebeglin to the baseline. Bill Floyd, jump shot out of the corner. Good! Snow College, shooting a red-hot percentage, has a four-point lead. 14-10 over Dixie. John Anderson to the baseline to Dan Bell. Underneath, Wes Hymus. Back to Bell. Bell with a running right-hander. Shot short. Rebound, Bell. No good. Rebound brought down by Snow. Quickly to Chris Ebeglin. Ebeglin, shovel pass to Robert Cochran, right to the baseline. Out in front of Ebeglin. Snow with a hot hand. Dixie can't buy a basket. Travel call on Chris Ebeglin as he made the move to the top of the key. 14-10. Snow out in front. No timeout yet in this ball game. Either side. That's the way it went the first ball game at Ephraim. 11:51 left in the first half. Man-to-man defense again. Maxwell at the point. Left side goes to Dan Bell. Underneath, Wes Hymus. Hymus head fakes. Double team. Back out in front. It comes to Dan Bell. To Robert Maxwell. Maxwell making the move. Driving. Loses the ball. Double dribble or a foul on Ebeglin. Foul on Ebeglin. Reached in. Got the wrist. Common foul. Out of bounds to Dixie. At side court. Both teams with 14 fouls now. 11:35 left in the first half. Not the foul trouble we saw on either side. In Ephraim, yeah. Dan Bell, into the corner, Wes Hymus. Hymus looks for help. Has a notion to Sean Anderson, cutting to the basket. Layup shot will go. There's a foul, and it goes to Bill Floyd. Basket is good by Sean Anderson to make it 14-12. Floyd picks up personal foul number one. That's a 15 foul, and Sean Anderson has a chance to complete the three-point play. Missed his only free throw so far tonight. Sean Anderson, the best free throw shooter on the team, shooting in the neighborhood of 84.7%. That's a pretty good neighborhood to be shooting in. Sean Anderson, shot up and good. Sean Anderson, now 1-for-2 from the free throw line. 7 points in the game, and Dixie back within one, 14-13. Snow out in front, Snow with the basketball. Chris A. Beglin, Dixie with the man-to-man defense. DeFloyd out in front, it goes to Mark Montgomery. Passing deep, deflected, but picked up by Heaton. Shot up, will it count? No, it won't. It was blocked from in front, but the foul from behind by John Bauckham is his second. Was it before the shot or during the shot? That's the next question. Apparently, Heaton will go to shoot two. That's the second personal on John Bauckham. 15 foul on Dixie. Ready to come in is Lex Brown. Brown, one of the best field goal shooters in the conference, shooting in conference play in the neighborhood of 58-60%. Rich Vermillion, broken toe and all, ready to come in for Dixie. 11:15 left in the first half. Vermillion in. Robert Maxwell is not going out, although he comes over to talk to Coach Steve Hodson. Coming out is John Bauckham, so Wes Hymus will move to a forward. Rich Vermillion will play in that center position. Vermillion, obviously in pain with a broken toe. Heaton to shoot a couple. Dave Heaton, good free throw shooter. First shot good. Dave Heaton, 7 points on the night. Makes it a 15-13 lead. Snow out in front. And Dixie, after grabbing the early lead, having to come from behind now. 11:15 left in the first half. Heaton has been averaging 25 points a game in conference. Second shot up and good by Heaton. Had 21 against Dixie last time out. Full court pressure by Snow College. Sean Anderson still in backcourt. Loses the basketball. Still in backcourt. Quickly to Robert Maxwell. Will he beat the 10-second count? Yes. 3-on-2 fast break. Maxwell, jump shot. Good. Dixie broke the pressure and got the jump shot. Robert Maxwell brings it back within one, 16-15. Lex Brown quickly into forecourt, replacing Chris Ebeglin. Lex Brown being dogged by Robert Maxwell. Brown goes to the high post to Heaton. Heaton double team, triple team, gets it to Cochran out in front. Pass in deep to Montgomery. Whirls right-handed jump shot. Good. Mark Montgomery has become a power player underneath. Quick pass into forecourt to Dan Bell. Stumbles but gets the dribble down in time. To Sean Anderson, out in front to Vermillion. Ball stolen by Robert Cochran. Cochran against Sean Anderson, leaves it for the trainer. Lex Brown, jump shot from 18, over the basket. Rebound, Rich Vermillion. Vermillion leaves it for Robert Maxwell. 10:21 left in the first half. Lead pass to Dan Bell. Muscle shot, will it count? No, it will not go. And the foul will go to Cochran. Cochran with his third personal foul. On the block, Dan Bell went to the basket. Basket will not count because it never went. Dan Bell having a tough time against Snow College. Had his career worst in Ephraim. 3 points. Ronnie Beglin protesting the Cochran on the Cochran foul. Into the lineup comes Rob Thomas at 3 inches taller. Very active. A rule not on the shot, on the rebound. So it's out of bounds to Dixie under their own basket. No shots to be taken. Inbounds comes to Rich Vermillion. Hook shot by Vermillion. No good. Rebound. Vermillion reaches over. No foul call. Rebound brought down by Rob Thomas. 18:15. 3 seconds. Or 3-point lead by Snow College. Lex Brown at the angle. Looks for help. Goes to the low post to Heaton. Loses the ball. Gets it back. Heaton out in front. Goes quickly to Thomas. 3-second violation. Thomas stuck in there too long. Thomas got the pass to Montgomery. 18-15. Ronnie Beglin up. Wants to talk to the official scorekeeper now. 9:59 left in the first half of play. The question underneath was it on the shot or not? No, the question apparently was who had the foul underneath. Was it Cochran or not? It was on Robert Cochran. instead of on Heaton, it was on Cochran, and that's three on Cochran. Instead of, apparently, the scorekeeper thought it was on Heaton or had gotten that misinformation. Full court pressure by Dixie. Snow College leads by three, 18 to 15. Brown against Robert Maxwell. Maxwell brings it smoothly into forecourt. Maxwell into the corner, goes to Rich Gramillion, makes the move. Travel call. Gramillion slammed it home, but it's a travel on Gramillion before the shot is away. Turnover by Dixie. 9:48 left in the ball game. Dixie sometimes seems to play a little more tense against Snow College than Snow plays against Dixie. That was the case in Ephraim, although Dixie made the comeback. Snow extending out the offense as Dixie presses on defense. Lex Brown away from the action. Out near the 10-second line. Now starts to make the move down to the deep left angle against Maxwell. Pass in deep to Thomas. Turn around with the right hand. Good. Rob Thomas. Thomas, who was somewhat ineffective until the second half against Dixie and Ephraim, has his first basket of the night. Sean Anderson, a 20-15 lead. Snow out in front. And Dixie having problems getting the baskets to fall. Dan Bell makes the move. Foul called on whom? Apparently reaching in, Lex Brown. Before Dan Bell ran over Mark Montgomery, the foul will go to Lex Brown. First personal on Brown. Let's double check. I think that is number six on Snow College, or is it a one-on-one situation? Apparently number seven. Let me double check. One, two, three. Yes, number seven. So the one-on-one situation in effect for Dan Bell. Bell, a good free throw shooter until this weekend, this last week. It started to slip. First shot by Bell. Rattles around. Makes every effort to come out and doesn't. Finally falls through. 20-16. Dan Bell. Trying to get back within 3 points. Second shot up and cleanly through this time. Dan Bell, first 2 points of the night. Held to just 3 points at Ephraim. The season low, career low. Lex Brown across the 10-second line against Robert Maxwell. Brown goes right to the baseline, trying to find somebody. Pass deflected, gets it to Floyd anyway. Back to Lex Brown. Brown can shoot from out. Into the right corner, it goes to Mark Montgomery. Used to be an outside shooter, but working underneath now. Lex Brown, top of the key jump shot. Good. Brown, right at the point. Makes it 22-17, and Snow expanding out that lead to 5 points again. Now back into the man-to-man defense. Maxwell penetrates, falls away with a right-hander. Good, Robert Maxwell. Maxwell coming off his career high of 20 points against BYU. 22-19, Snow by three. Bill Floyd to Lex Brown. Snow becoming a little more deliberate on offense now. Lex Brown into the left corner, looks for help, comes out in front to Bill Floyd, loses the basketball, picks it up again on the dribble on the right angle. It goes to Montgomery. Lob underneath, deflected, stolen by Dan Bell. Quickly into the middle lane of the fast break. Robert Maxwell, no fast break. Maxwell at the angle. Wes Simons, jump shot, short. Rebound on the floor, picked up by Lex Brown. Dixie having problems with their shooting. Brown, bounce pass to Heaton. Off his chin, out of bounds. Brown bounced the pass too hard. It came up hard on Dave Heaton. Clipped right off his chin and out of bounds. Into the lineup of Baglin. Out goes Lex Brown. 8:08. Left in the first half, 22-19. Snow out in front, and Dixie trying to claw their way back against Snow after Snow made the effort to come back against Dixie. Maxwell across the 10-second line against the Baglin at the top of the key. Maxwell to the baseline to Rich Gramillion, makes the move. Gramillion running right-hander, shot deflected, taken out of the air by Rob Thomas. Quickly it goes to Chris A. Baglin. Gramillion had the lane to the basket, and suddenly Snow came up with the right hand to deflect it. Montgomery leaves it for Bill Floyd. Floyd against Sean Anderson. Ball knocked away by Sean Anderson. Personal foul number one on Sean Anderson as he reached around and picks it up. Sixth team foul on Dixie. Gordon Anderson ready to come back in. Gordon Anderson will be ready to come in. Comes in replacing whom? Rich Gramillion? Gramillion. Wounded foot and all. Limps to the sideline slightly. Dave Gordon Anderson, the breather. 22-19. Out of bounds to Snow at their own half of the court. 7:38 left in the first half of this game. Dixie into that 3-2 zone. A Baglin. Good, they can shoot against Dixie. Into the right corner goes to Heaton, all alone out of that corner. Shot no good. Long rebound to Thomas. Thomas runs over Anderson. Shot blocked by Dan Bell. Correction, Wes Hymus. Hymus takes the ball out of the air. Quickly to Maxwell. Maxwell, under pressure, looks for help to Sean Anderson at the point. Back to Robert Maxwell. In deep to Bell. Bell, bank shot. Good. Dan Bell puts it up and in. now has 4 points on the night. Dan Bell, 22-21. 7:04 left in the first half of play. Beglin. Out in front, it goes to Dave Heaton. Down the sidelines to Montgomery. Montgomery makes the move. Blocking foul called on Dan Bell. Bell did not get the feet set in time. Personal foul number 2 on Bell. 17 foul, and Montgomery will be shooting 1-1. Neil Roberts up protesting. Dixie Pack within 1 point, 22-21. Never seems to be easy for either one of these teams when it comes to conference play. 6:56 left in the first half. Montgomery. Shot up and good. Montgomery, now with 3 points on the night, held somewhat in check with 15 points against Dixie in Ephraim. Mark Montgomery, young man from Weber High School, played his basketball under Dick Connolly up there. Second shot up, no good. Rebound mistimed. Rebound brought down by Heaton. Followed, no good. Rebound, Gordon Anderson. Quickly, it comes to Sean Anderson on the wing to Westheimus. Loses it out of bounds. Pass. Too close. Ronnie Beglin up protesting to the officials, and if a Beglin gets into it with the officials, we may see snow start to fall apart. That's been a history of problems when Ronnie Beglin is coaching. When he keeps calm, snow is double tough. When he gets anxious, snow sometimes starts to fall apart. Underneath, Montgomery turned around with the right hand. No good. Rebound, Gordon Anderson. Quickly, it comes to Westheimus. Has to track it down. Leaves it for Robert Maxwell across the 10-second line. Maxwell at the point. Underneath the Dan Bell, too big. Bell was there. The pass was way too big. Thrown away. 23-21. Snow maintains that lead with 6:29 left in the first half. Dixie with a chance to tie, squanders it. A Beglin against Maxwell. Down the right sidelines, it goes to Heaton. Underneath to Montgomery, back to Heaton. Out in front, Bill Floyd. Left side at the point, it now goes to Chris A. Beglin. Dribbles quickly to the left to Heaton. Underneath to Thomas, making a move against Gordon Anderson. Shot good! Rob Thomas with a muscle shot. Looking much better in St. George. 25-21, snow by 4. Sean Anderson, ball knocked away, gets it back. Sean Anderson wants to make the move. Out in front, it goes to Robert. Like driving into a box canyon and then trying to run up. At the half, before we get to the statistics, there's a young man here that I'd like to talk with. Former, I guess you still are, aren't you, George? A world champion skateboarder?
I hold some title still.
Yeah, you haven't been as active in skateboarding as previously, though.
No, I'm not in it for competition anymore. I'm just in it for, you know, the good health of it, I guess, and still to promote the sport. It's pretty much coming on strong again here. I went down.
To Sean Anderson, and Anderson is injured. Has a cramp in his calf. Sean Anderson. Mark Montgomery drove into 3 Dixie ball players, and Sean Anderson has a cramp in his calf. Dixie fans, or Dixie ball players, around trying to help out. The trainer for Snow College comes out to try to help. Sean Anderson got bumped, picks up personal foul number 4 in the process of getting bumped, and has a Charlie horse in the lower leg, down and in pain. Charlie horse is not going to cause any death or permanent damage, but it is painful. Oh, it is painful. Brian, you still think it's 10?
It's as tense as it was a while ago, if not more, Larry.
You enjoying it?
It's excellent.
Okay. Dixie and Snow, it's all anybody ever asked for. 51 to 46. Dixie out in front by 5 points. Well, Sean Anderson is down. Let's take a quick 30-second break. 51-46, back in 30 seconds.
Now, unless you own a hospital, a bank, or both, really, then you better stay very healthy. And that's the word of advice nowadays for most people who are hospitalized. Templer Lever Insurance Agency thinks that you should know that you can be protected against the fantastic cost of being ill with a policy from Galen Hepler at Hepler Lever Insurance Agency. Give Galen a call at 628-1663 or see them at 65 North 100 East in St. George.
51-46, Sean Anderson will get up and be able to go from there, I think. A Charlie horse is painful. As we say, not life-threatening, normally, but painful. And Sean Anderson goes to the sidelines. Robert Maxwell back in, so it'll be the two middle guards, Maxwell and Duran, in the lineup. And at the free throw line, Mark Montgomery to shoot two. Montgomery has been less than exciting from the free throw line tonight for Snow. Montgomery, 2 for 4 from the free throw line, has been held in check, just 6 points so far, averaging nearly 20 points per game on the season and slightly more than 20 on the conference play. Montgomery to shoot two. First shot, Montgomery. Good. Snow College creeping back within four now, 51 to 47. Montgomery trying to bring it back within three. Second shot, up and good, Montgomery. Snow College within three. Baseball pass from Gordon Anderson, too big for John Bauckham, thrown away. Dixie turnover, out of bounds to Snow under their own basket. Gordon Anderson trying to break the press down the... ...points on the night, 51 to 40, and Floyd hits everything he puts up tonight to Mark Duran. Duran looks for help. Duran goes right to the baseline, wants the whirl, clears it out in front of Robert Maxwell. To Gordon Anderson in the keyhole. Bank shot. No good. Rebound, Dave Heaton. Correction, Mark Montgomery. 51 to 50. Snow with a chance to take the lead with 8:54 left in the game. Against that 3-2 zone, it goes to Chris A. Beglin. Pass deflected by Robert Maxwell. Maxwell saves it. Inbound, stolen back to Chris A. Beglin. Here comes Snow, 5-on-3. A. Beglin, hook pass, goes to Floyd. Jump shot out of the corner, no good. Long rebound, Dave Heaton. Snow with the basketball. A. Beglin, top of the key, jump shot, good. Snow with a 52-51 lead. Maxwell penetrates, ball knocked away off the hands of Snow College, out of bounds to Dixie. Snow has the momentum. Dixie struggling now. As Dixie came out and dominated the first few minutes of this second half, inbounds, comes to Wes Hymus. Hymus looks for help. Out in front, Mark Duran. Top of the key, starts to make the move, can't get the shot away. Now to John Bauckham, left angle. Bauckham can shoot it from there to Wes Hymus. Hymus back to Duran. Duran head fakes down the keyhole. Jump pass goes to Gordon Anderson. 10-footer over the basket. Rebound into the hands of Mark Montgomery. Dan Bell ready to come back in. 7:56 left in the game. Neil Roberts, angry along the sidelines, upset that his team has not been able to maintain that 8-point lead. Dave Heaton to Chris A. Beglin. Dixie with that 3-2 zone. Snow has been able to penetrate it. A. Beglin at the point. Cool point guard for Snow College. Into the corner goes to Dave Heaton. Snow to A. Beglin. Left angle. Bill Floyd. Jump shot. Good. Bill Floyd, 54-51, timeout Dixie. Snow with the lead, 7:23 left in the game, back in 60 seconds.
Chuck's Auto deals in dependable transportation. Chuck's Auto is the place to go and the people to know. If you're looking for better mileage or a better-looking car, see the dependable used car dealer, Chuck's Auto, across the street from the Steak Center on Bluff Street in St. George. If the used car they take in trade can't be dependably fixed, Chuck's Auto doesn't even offer it for sale. This winter, make sure of trouble-free driving with a reliable used car from Chuck's Auto. Chuck's Auto Sales in St. George.
Tri-State Office Supply has the fever, the spring fever, that is. At Tri-State, they're more than just an office supply store. They have a large selection of stereo cassette recorders and players, the type you'd like to have when you're basking out in the sun on weekends or washing your car on a warm afternoon. Come on into Tri-State and see their selection. They've got one just for you.
they've got the fever.
See them. Tri-State Office Supply at 36 East Tabernacle in St. George.
This is KDHU, St. George, Utah.
7:23 left in the game. 54-51. Snow College with the lead. Smith-Dixie College without the ball out of bounds. Rich Vermillion back into the lineup. Sean Anderson back into the lineup. Going out is Duran. Going out is Gordon Anderson. Out of bounds to John Bauckham and Dixie College at midcourt. Each team has had an 8-point lead. Each team has lost it. The Snow fans, very vocal. You can hear them right down in front of us. 7:23 left in the game. Dixie against the pressure. Inbound comes to Dan Bell. Bell to Maxwell. Maxwell to bring the ball into forecourt. Man-to-man defense by Snow. Tight man-to-man by the Badgers. Rich Vermillion in deep to Bell. Moves against Montgomery. Foul will go to Montgomery. Montgomery with a blocking foul, his second of the night. And Bell will go to the free throw line to shoot 1-1. Bell started to make the move. Montgomery was not set. Second personal on Montgomery. Bell playing with four personals. 7:13 left in the game. Ronnie Beglin settled down. And Snow College has settled down. Ron, an outstanding coach, but does get a little vocal along the sidelines on occasion. Dan Bell, first shot up, and no good. Oh, they ruled a two-shot foul for Bell. Bell misses the first one. 2 for 3 from the free throw line. Could bring it back within two if he gets the next one. Bell with 8 points on the night. Dan Bell, second shot up, and too long. Rebound on the floor, taken away by Bill Floyd. Here comes Snow College. Dave Eaton curls out as he gets across the 10-second line. Dixie back on defense. Quickly it goes to Chris Abeglin. Abeglin against Robert Maxwell. Chris Abeglin. Bounce pass in deep to Dave Eaton. Makes the move. Triple team. Pass out in front goes to Chris Abeglin. Eaton cannot get away. Abeglin. Bounce pass to the baseline. Eaton jump shot. Good! Snow College with a red hot touch. Eaton with 16 points on the night. Basket is good. There is a foul underneath on Rob Thomas after the basket. So Thomas picks up personal foul number 4 for Snow College. And to the free throw line will go Rich Vermillion. Sore foot and all. To shoot 1-1. The basket is good. Snow now has the 5-point lead, 56-51. Vermillion to shoot 1-1. 6:51 left in the game, and this will not be a very high-scoring game unless we get some overtime. Dixie looked like they were going to be able to break it open, and then suddenly lost it. Shot by Vermillion. Good. Rich Vermillion, first point of the night. Rich Vermillion from the free throw line. 64% shooter, 65% really. Rich Vermillion with a broken toe, second shot up, and no good. Rebound brought down by Thomas. So Vermillion, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. On his career, Vermillion has not done too badly against Snow. Robert Maxwell dogging Chris Abeglin. Abeglin at the angle goes to Bill Floyd. Picked up by Sean Anderson. Foul called on Sean Anderson. Ticky-tack foul. But they ruled Sean Anderson was holding, and that should be number 5 on Sean Anderson. 6:36 left in the ball game, and that is number 5. For Sean Anderson, 6:56, 6:36 left. Anderson fouls out with 4 field goals. 3 for 4 from the free throw line. 11 points on the night. And that is it. All in the first half. Byron Vitoy ready to come in for Dixie. They rule on the drive, so it should be out of bounds to Snow. Vitoy in to replace Sean Anderson. Out of bounds to Snow under their own basket. And Snow coming back against Dixie. Dixie trying to make the move back. Snow with a 4-point lead, 56-52. Inbounds for Snow College. Way out in front comes to Chris Abeglin. Dixie back into that 3-2 zone. And Snow wants Dixie out of that zone. Man-to-man defense quickly. Dixie shifts to it. At the angle, Dave Heaton against Bauckham. Out in front, it goes to Bill Floyd against Vitoy. At the right angle again, it goes to Dave Heaton. Heaton, just one basket in the second half, but 16 points on the night. Heaton trying to find Thomas underneath. Heaton making the move to the basket. Layup shot will hang, will not fall. Rebound taken away from Bell by Heaton. Heaton on the hustle. Out in front it goes to Chris Abeglin. Double dribble on Dave Heaton as he came out. Turnover by Snow. Back to Dixie. So each team making a costly mistake. Out of bounds Only token pressure by Chris A. Beglin this time for Snow. 6:07 left in the game. Dixie down by four, 56-52. Robert Maxwell at the angle goes to Byron Vitoy. Vitoy out in front to Maxwell. Maxwell against Chris A. Beglin. Whirls, jump shot, free throw line. Good! Robert Maxwell. Second basket of this half, 56-54. Snow by two. And Maxwell with a total of 15 points. Heaton to Chris A. Beglin, out away from the basket. Maxwell playing both sides of the court. Pass underneath goes to Thomas. Thomas quickly collapsed upon, brings the ball out. Smart play by Snow College. Chris A. Beglin against Maxwell wants to make the move. A. Beglin down the keyhole, running layup. Good! Chris A. Beglin, as he did in Ephraim, making the penetration for the layup. Robert Maxwell at the point. Long jump shot. Good! Robert Maxwell. Maxwell, seven baskets on the night. 3-for-3 from the free throw line. Back within two, 58-56. Heaton to Chris A. Beglin. A. Beglin against Robert Maxwell. At the right angle, it goes to Dave Heaton. Head fakes, doesn't take the shot. Out in front, Mark Montgomery. Montgomery against Dan Bell. Bell in foul trouble. Montgomery could take advantage of that. Quickly to Chris A. Beglin in the right corner. Has the notion, doesn't take the shot. To Dave Heaton. Maxwell and Chris A. Beglin. Into the left corner. Long jump shot. Floyd, good. Bill Floyd has his spot. 4-point lead again by Snow. 60-56. Pass quickly to Vitoy. Underneath the basket. Layup shot. No good. Foul will go to Snow's Mark Montgomery. Montgomery picks up personal foul number three. Vitoy went up for the basket. Will be shooting two. Vitoy, good free throw shooter early in the year, has cooled off to 72%, which isn't bad. Will be shooting two. That's number three as far as fouls on Montgomery. 4:35 left in this ball game. Snow out in front by four, 60-56. Vitoy to shoot two. First shot by Vitoy. Good. First point of the night by the Tongan. Like I say, don't tell him he's a Samoan. He's very, very jealous of his heritage. And is very proud of being a Tongan. 60-57. Vitoy, second shot. Good! Vitoy with two free throws. 60-58. 4:35 left in the game. Sean Anderson is fouled out for Dixie. Some foul trouble on both sides. Pass deflected by Vitoy. Out of bounds. Out of bounds to Snow College in forecourt. Bill Floyd will take the ball out of bounds. Dixie will put some pressure on. Bill Floyd inbounds to Chris A. Beglin, 60-58. A. Beglin against Maxwell, cut off by Maxwell. Chris A. Beglin, left side goes to Bill Floyd. Floyd against Vitoy, almost carries the ball. Floyd looks for help. Out in front it goes to Rob Thomas. Thomas, backdoor pass goes to A. Beglin. Can't get away from Maxwell. A. Beglin now along the baseline. Shovel pass goes to Thomas. No, with that 2.60 to 58 lead, 4:11 left in the game. A. Beglin trying to get one-on-one with Maxwell. A. Beglin pass cross-court, foul on Maxwell, reaching in. Maxwell, as A. Beglin tried to pass underneath and across the court to Thomas. That should be the seventh team foul, or is it the sixth? Should be the seventh. Should be a one-on-one situation coming up for Chris A. Beglin. Maxwell with personal foul number one. Chris A. Beglin was not your most sterling free throw shooter coming down the wire at Snow College. But got enough of them. 3-for-6 from the free throw line at Snow. Normally a good free throw shooter. 60-58. 2-point lead by the Badgers. And Chris A. Beglin will be shooting one-on-one. Has 8 points this half. 10 points on the night. Shot no good. High rebound. Brought down by Thomas. Thomas loses the ball out of bounds. Thomas got the long rebound out over the heads of the Dixie rebounders and then lost it out of bounds. 60-58. Snow with the lead. Dixie trying to tie the ball game. Maxwell against A. Beglin. Maxwell goes right to the baseline. Layup. Will it count? Yes, it will. Foul on A. Beglin. Number four on Chris A. Beglin. And a similar foul on A. Beglin is what got Sean Anderson. The little bump with the body And Robert Maxwell has a chance to make it a three-point play. Timeout with 3:57 left in the game. 60-60 tie back in 60 seconds.
Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury is having a Valentine's Day sale. It's a $500 down sale on all used cars and trucks with low monthly payments. Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury also offers 11.9% interest on all 1983 cars and trucks. Get your Valentine a new car or truck and watch her little heart beat. That's Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury, where you can get the used car or truck of your dreams for only $500 down, or a new car or truck for the low interest rate of 11.9%.
Friday and Saturday at Snow's, be sure to watch for the demonstration of Chinese food cooking. And while at Snow's, get in on the special being offered to you on chow mein noodles, only 59 cents, and free fortune cookies. Also at Snow's this week, you get family pack hamburger, only 99 cents a pound. Small red delicious apples, 5 pounds for a dollar. That's at Snow's, where they'll meet or beat all other local food store ads.
60-60 tie. Robert Maxwell will be at the free throw line. Maxwell goes and stands at the free throw line. I don't know if that's the way he does things or not, but oftentimes the shooter will want to back away from that free throw line. Neil Roberts protesting to the officials that Snow is taking too long a time in that timeout. 3:57 left in the game. Maxwell a chance to give Dixie the lead. Maxwell with 19 points on the night. 8 field goals, 3 for 3 from the free throw line, is coming off a 20-point night against the BYU JV, which was his career high. Could match that with his shot and give Dixie the lead. 60-60 tie. 3:57 left in the game. Chris Beglin will now be with 4 personal fouls. Maxwell shot up and good. Robert Maxwell. 20 points, Maxwell. Dixie with the lead again, 61-60. So each team seems to get a lead and lose it. Chris Beglin against Robert Maxwell. Maxwell playing a super ball game for Dixie. Beglin out in front to Dave Heaton. Heaton left side to Bill Floyd. Floyd making the move on Vitoy to the baseline. Out in front it goes to Thomas. Thomas looks for help, gets it to Chris Beglin. Beglin down the keyhole, driving, running layup, no good. Foul out in front on Vitoy, or is it Maxwell? Vitoy reached in, and apparently Vitoy got it. Personal foul number 2 on Byron Vitoy, and to the free throw line will go Chris Beglin. Will it be 1-1 on the drive, or 2 shots on the free throws? Chris Beglin struggled with the free throw line at Ephraim. Missed the first half of a 1-1, and that set up Dixie's opportunity to get the lead. They're saying 2 shots. Beglin shoots it and hits it. Ties the ball game at 61. 3:32 left in the game. Fans on the edge of their seats. None of them dare stand yet. Shot at Beglin. Too long. Will it fall? Yes, it will. Went straight up in the air and came down through. 62-61. Snow with the lead. Robert Maxwell against Beglin. They make clear one side and let Beglin go to it. John Bauckham at the angle. Out in front goes to Byron Vitoy. Vitoy looks for help. Gets it out in front to Robert Maxwell. Maxwell at the angle to Rich Gramillion. Gramillion looks for help. Out in front, John Bauckham under pressure. 5-footer. Bank shot. No good. Rebound. Tapped on the floor. Picked up by Dave Heaton. Here comes Chris Beglin. Beglin on the left wing. Heaton. 10-footer. Heaton. Good. 64-61, here comes Snow.